Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and again, we thank you for the blessings you give us. We praise you most of all for your Son that you sent to die upon the cross for us. And pray, God, you'd help us to share that with others in appropriate and great ways to do that. And we'll come to you today again. We just pray that you give us the heart of Solomon, as I read in there, he asked for wisdom to govern the people. And we pray that you would give each one of your leaders today the heart to ask for wisdom to govern the people. We just pray that you would give us that guidance and give us that wisdom. Pray for those that might need your helping, healing hand, and lift those up to you. And just pray for those that might need your comfort and pray for them. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strang, can you lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting May 10th, 2016 at 9:06 a.m. Any commission remarks? I don't have any. Monthly budget report.
I'm pretty sure you guys probably memorized this after I sent it to you. I don't know, but I'm glad you saw this. A little bit funny, Mike. I do want you to be aware that, especially in the general county fund, we are down. We've spent about $750,000 more than what we brought in, which is not surprising. We had budgeted to do that, so we know that probably the last part of the year that will come back some. We hope it will anyway, and our revenues have been being well. You look at the department's budget, there's none of those that are really out of line right now as far as through the percentage that they've spent through the year and stuff like that. So nothing surprising there, but I want you to be aware of it. All the other major funds that we have are up except for the sewer fund, and we are beginning to spend some of that sewer capital improvement money, which is good. So that's pretty much tells you where our budget is right now. Questions?
The $750,000 is off of a payment, bond payment, isn't it, for the jail?
Danny, it's hard to say that for sure. We did make a bond payment here, and that's going to be a part of it, and that's why I expect that we will we'll be closer than that by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's several things that we pay for early in the year. Our revenues are not generally as high early in the year, so it's a lot of things combined.
All right. I don't have any.
No.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
Rick. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable. Checks 440659 through 440740 and warrants 6498 through 6501. We have transfers from parks to road and bridge, transfers from the county clerks to road and bridge, transfers from recorders. Sorry, a frog jumped down there or something. I don't know. Transfers from recorders user fee to road and bridge, and transfers from a transfer station to road and bridge.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous and regular executive session minutes for May 2nd, 2016.
Motion for approval of regular and executive session minutes for May 2nd, 2016.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Village of Taneyville Funding Agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Wastewater Treatment Plant Improvement Projects.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, this agreement, again, as stated, is for the Village of Taneyville.
The Village of Taneyville is requesting the approval of the above reference funding agreement. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $30,290. This amount will cover the cost incurred by the village to disassemble wastewater treatment plant structures and then sandblast and apply protective coatings to the walkways, handrails, and other components of the wastewater treatment plant's ironworks that have been impacted by sewer gases and other elements conducive to the wastewater environment over the years. The village published a request for bid in a local newspaper having general circulation throughout the county and has selected Hogan's Painting and Sandblasting as the company to perform the work. Hogan's specializes in this type of work and has refurbished many of the water towers in the area. The funding agreement amount is being requested. The funding agreement amount that is being requested is based on the bid received, bid quote received from Hogan's. Hogan's was the only bidder on this project. The Village of Taneyville Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on April 21st, 2016. Three copies of the funding agreement were presented to the county attorney. He has reviewed, and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines.
How long is what they're requesting been? It was originally had to be put in when the treatment plant was built. How long has that been up?
Well, 97 is when everything went in out there.
Okay, so it's that amount of time that
it's
taken for it to show rust and stuff like that to come off.
Yeah.
Motion for approval of the funding agreement between Taneyville and the Village of Taneyville and Taney County.
Is that for the $30,290 amount?
That amount will be fine. It's the only bid that they got, so if they went through the proper procedures, that's the only way we can do it.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Agreement for extended cab pickup trucks.
Motion for approval of number 201603-383, the funding agreement.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
The agreement.
Did I say funding on the front of it? I'm sorry. It's the agreement for the extended cab. Go ahead.
I'll second that motion on the agreement. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for asphalt and materials.
Motion for approval of number 201603-335-6.1-6.2.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have a agreement for asphalt materials and concrete.
Did I miss one?
Agreement for asphalt and materials number 201603-335-6.3-6.4-6.5.
Are you making that motion?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now we're to agreement for asphalt materials and concrete number 201603-335-6.6.
Second.
I'll make that motion. We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
agreement for county tax sale, number 201-603-336.
And the agreement's already been discussed. In what form was that, Mr. Erickson? When was that?
Agreement for the
auction.
Annual county tax sale of liquor properties that was put out for bid and approved.
Okay. Motion for approval of the county tax sale number 201-603-336.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Court orders.
Oops.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
First one I've got is personal property paid abatements, which are personal property refunds. And I've only got one on that. And let's see here. Gentleman came into the assessor's office, claimed he did not own the vehicle as of January 1st of 2015. I have no other documentation other than the court order itself.
Motion for approval of let's label this Exhibit A with today's date, and motion for approval of Exhibit A.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next ones I've got is also just a single one, and it's erroneous assessments. And it's abatement number 202354. And this here is changed from commercial to residential value. The backup documentation is enclosed with it.
Is it just a portion of the property or portion of the house? Is that what they got? I mean, the way it's drawn out here, I'm trying to understand it.
That's an assessor question, and he's not in here right now.
I mean, what I'm asking is that for a portion of his home to be used as change from commercial to residential, because it's that doesn't look like a property layout. It looks more like a home layout or something.
It was a warehouse when the people purchased it, and they've turned it into a home.
Okay. Any questions on that, Mike?
I don't.
Motion. We'll label that Exhibit A.
B.
A B. We'll put AB on that one.
Okay. We'll put it AB.
Oh. And motion for approval of Exhibit B.
Exhibit B. Okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Well, I got that messed up, didn't I?
And the last one is what they call real estate paid abatements, which is a real estate refund. It was